start a clean slate. We use so many of those expressions when we come to the new year. In contrast to the evil population, we're told that Noah was unique. In Genesis chapter 6 and verses 8 and 9, it tells us that he found favor in God's eyes because he was righteous and he was blameless and he walked with God. He was a man of great faith, and it was because of that faith that he fully devoted himself to the Lord. In every aspect involving the ark, several times it's mentioned that Noah did all that was told him by God, according to all that God had commanded him. And so he was completely devoted to God's word. We have no record of him ever questioning or doubting or compromising what God had told him to do. Devotion means commitment. It means dedication. It means acting out of a feeling of love and loyalty. And we see that in Noah's life. We see that in Noah before the flood, in the long years it took to construct the ark, during the flood, and of course after the flood. And it was because of his faith and his devotion that he sustained his relationship with the Lord. The first thing Noah did upon disembarking and releasing the animals was to build an altar to the Lord and offer a sacrifice. And we're told it was a soothing aroma to the Lord. But his devotion didn't end there with the ark. The next instructions from the Lord were to be fruitful and multiply. And so mankind had to start over and fulfill God's will to repopulate the earth. Let's consider the example of Noah for this morning's worship service. We typically view New Year's Day as a new beginning or fresh start. It isn't quite as dramatic as the first day that Noah felt there, but this day and the next 364 days are still important for us to consider on how we will live them. By the grace of God, Noah's family was saved, but it was conditional. Their involvement was essential. They had to build an ark. They had to care for the animals. Paul told the Christians in Philippi that they were partakers of God's grace, but they also had to work out their own salvation with fear and trembling. We will not make it to heaven without God's grace, but we must demonstrate the same faith and devotion that Noah did by being obedient to God. We're going to consider this morning how we must demonstrate faith and devotion in this new year. We're going to be singing some songs. We're going to have some prayers led that will focus on our devotion to the Lord, our devotion to his word and to prayer, and our devotion to evangelism. You know, God has always expected mankind to be fruitful and to be productive. And that's presented in several different senses in the Bible. Adam was expected to cultivate the garden. Noah, after he left the ark, he became planted a vineyard. He became a farmer to provide for himself, for his family. And we have a similar principle in the New Testament in 2 Thessalonians 3, verse 10, a warning about being unproductive, that if a man does not choose to work, neither shall he eat. Well, but in a second sense, both Noah and Adam were told to be fruitful in a procreative way, to multiply and to populate the earth. A third sense, as we devote ourselves to the Lord, to his word, to prayer, we also God also expects us to be fruitful and to multiply. Devoted people are focused on being spiritually faithful, to sowing his word and trying to reach the lost. And our directive from Jesus couldn't be any clearer. Go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. So let's be devoted in prayer in this coming year and ask God to help us recognize opportunities, to make opportunities, that doors will be open to us, that people will have receptive hearts. And yet there's another fruit we must cultivate, the fruit of the Spirit. And to help remind us to be a devoted people, our theme this year is taken from Galatians chapter 5, verses 22 through 23. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such things there is no law. These are attitudes and dispositions that we develop within ourselves and are a result of following the Holy Spirit, devoting ourselves to God's word. This fruit can only be developed through devotion to God's revealed word. And there will be additional lessons throughout the year on this theme. So I encourage you to listen this morning closely to the messages that are conveyed in the songs we've chosen. Listen to the words that are bespoken in the prayers. God has preserved examples like Noah so that we can learn what devotion means and how a devoted life will bring one closer to God. It sustains us through the challenges that we face in life and ultimately help us achieve the reward God has promised us. So let's evaluate this morning how we can increase our devotion in our lives in 2017.